you doing?
I'm just looking at the shapes in the clouds.
Why?
It's relaxing.
Oh.
Hey, doesn't that look like a kangaroo in a baseball cap?
Nope.
Don't you see it? It's right there next to the horse eating the taco.
Horses don't eat tacos.
It's not a real horse, it's just a cloud.
Clouds don't eat tacos either.
Fine. There's no horse, there's no tacos, there's no kangaroos.
Told you so.
You know, you really know how to suck the fun out of cloud watching.
There's the horse. This is relaxing.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Monday's going to be a big day on Wake Up San Francisco. Our first guest is going to be the famous sumo wrestler, Bozo Yashi.
Says here he's known for his flying flab fling.
Yep. And guess whose flab he's going to be flinging?
First, I have no flab. And, you know, even if I did have flab, I wouldn't want it flung around by a 700-pound guy in a diaper.
I get the feeling we missed a very interesting conversation.
Guys, you're not going to believe this. This is incredible. You remember a cat named Buzz Markle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. The guy that owned the Smash Club.
Yeah.
Boy, who could forget that huge blowout they had for him last year? The food, the bands, the dancing.
Yeah, I felt guilty having so much fun at a funeral.
That's the way he wanted it. Anyway, they finally settled his will, and he left me the Smash Club.
Really?
What? Why me? Let me see that.
Wow. Well, I don't know, Jess. You and the Rippers played the Smash Club more than anyone.
Well, Buzz did love me like a son, and I never made fun of his toupee.
Oh, come on. You always made fun of his toupee. Heck, you called him Rugsy.
Well, not to his face. Ah, the Smash Club. I mean, the first time I snuck in, I was 13 years old, you know? As soon as I heard that live music, that live rock and roll music, it changed my life. The Smash Club. I own the Smash Club.
Well, Jess, you don't own it yet. There's one condition here. The club's been closed for 2 years. If you don't reopen it, it reverts to the estate and they'll turn it into a parking lot.
Well, I'm not going to turn it into a parking lot. I'm not going to let it happen.
Well, honey, I know that you have a lot of wonderful memories, but what do you know about running a club?
Well, in a word, nothing. Look, I owe it to Buzz to do the right thing, and that's what I'm going to do. I gotta sort this whole thing out. I need a place to think. Where's a good place to think?
Harvard?
Look who I'm asking.
Asha!
Hi, Asha.
Sorry, guys. I can't play right now. I need to clean up my room. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to. Unless you really want to. Don't get the stuff over there. Okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
This has definite possibilities.
Yes, it's Friday. Free at last.
Let the weekend begin.
Whatcha? You plans tonight?
No,
we're really gonna see
you. Gonna hang out. Just gonna watch TV. Hey, I know. We could go to the mall.
No. I've been there so much, my hair's starting to smell like Orange Julius.
Hey, kids.
Hey. Hey, Uncle Jesse, congratulations. I heard some guy left you the Smash Club.
Yeah?
The Smash Club? You mean that empty old dive over on Green Street?
Hey, bite your tongue, Steven. That empty old dive turned me on to music. It's a piece of rock and roll history. A lot of big bands came out of that dive. You guys ever heard of Jefferson Airplane? Mamas and Papas? Sonny and Cher?
Oh, that woman from the infomercial? I know where she is.
I know. The point is that I gotta keep the Smash Club alive somehow.
Wish it was alive tonight. We'd have something to do.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyway. You had to be 21 or over to get in.
Yeah, it's like that in all the cool places. It's not fair, guys. You know, there's so many cool new bands out, we never get a chance to hear any of them.
Really? You know what? What would you guys say if there was a place where you could go hear new music?
Well, what about the age limit?
No age limit, no alcohol.
That's
that
cool.
Would be great.
Big dance floor, good food.
I would love to have
you guys hang out at a place like that?
Yeah, I'd love
to. Yeah. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Oh, it doesn't exist yet.
Why do men toy with me?
It doesn't exist yet, but it's going to. You know what it's going to be called? The new Smash Club. You guys just gave me some great ideas. Thanks. A million things to do.
Why would you look at the wig on old Buzz, huh? He's got more carpet on his head than the floor.
Come on, I gotta clean this place up if I'm gonna get a loan from the bank. I gotta make this place look presentable. Grab this.
Okay.
That way.
Oh, looks like we got a little structural problem here.
Place is a mess. Try to find a dustpan. The lady from the bank's gonna be here any minute.
Okay, let's see what we got. Corkscrew. Got a bucket. A rat! Ah! Ah! Get it! It was big and gray and dirty and awful and gone! Get it!
Is this it?
Yes! Just get it away from me, okay?
Oh. It's a bar rag.
Well, maybe you want to get that smudge right over there.
Stop it! Now get your fat hat out of there. She's going to be here any minute. Come on, get out.
Ow. I'm saying ow.
I can't move. I'm stuck.
Mr. Katsopoulos. Yoo-hoo.
Here.
Hi.
Come right in. Welcome. Nice to see you.
I'm Eleanor Cook from Embarcadero Bank.
Hi, I'm Jesse Katsopoulos. Well, could be anything. An old bar rag, a rat. Freak under a bucket.
Can somebody hold my nose? I gotta pop my ear.
Stop it! Oh, how terribly rude of me. This is Joseph Gladstone.
Hi.
Our head waiter. Anyway, we used to be in advertising together, so we've cooked up this little presentation, if you will, to illustrate the need for a club like this in San Francisco. So, picture, if you will, Jesse and Joey teenager walking down the street, but in this case, one of us has a bar on his shoulder.
Me.
Okay. Here we are. Walking down the street.
Jess, what do you want to do
do tonight? Mall?
Did it.
Movie?
Seen it.
Burger?
Ate it.
Bowling?
Hold it.
No, actually, bowling was rolled it.
But you get it. It's a rhyming thing.
No, I meant hold it, as in please go no further. I have some specific questions we need to discuss.
Oh, that's no problem. Well, we can handle that. Right, little buddy?
It's all right.
Actually, we need to talk about what kind of loan you want.
All right, we got the loan. Joseph, high five.
Actually, I meant that we haven't discussed the amount, the terms, whether you want adjustable or fixed.
Oh, well, you lend it, we'll spend it, right?
I also need to know if the club is up to code.
What code?
Codes, health codes, fire codes, building codes. How are your footings and bearing walls?
Oh, fine, thanks, and yours?
I mean, has the foundation been inspected?
Well, it hasn't been inspected per se, but you know, I've checked the foundation, and you know, it's really holding up. Well, it's still standing. The place is like a rock.
Mr. Katsopoulos, it's obvious you're unprepared. I'm afraid I have no choice but to deny your loan request.
Miss Cook, you can't. They're going to turn this place into a parking lot.
I'm very sorry. Goodbye, Mr. Katsopoulos, Mr. Gladstone.
Miss Cook, give us a second chance, won't you? Did I mention your hair looks nice today? Because it does.
Jess? Hello?
Station just sent over my outfit for the sumo wrestler segment.
Great, let's see it.
There's got to be more to it than this. I'm gonna need a tanning booth and a full body wax.
Fashion tip, don't wear black socks.
So, how's Jess doing?
Oh, not good. He's really depressed.
What does depressed mean?
Depressed means, you know, sad, unhappy. You know how you felt when you found out that Gumby wasn't microwave safe.
Gotcha.
So let's all try to be extra nice to him, okay?
I'll give him my last sweet roll.
Good morning, my beautiful family. It's nice to see you all. Good morning. I love you all in a very special way, individually, that is.
You're depressed?
Depressed? Ha! I don't know the meaning of the word.
I don't think Daddy does either.
Well, get this. I just talked to the lady from the bank, you know, Miss Cook, and she said after a little begging, she's going to give me another interview. In order to keep the Smash Club alive, I got to totally be prepared, so I'm going to find a book on every code. Building codes, health codes, municipal codes, area codes. If there's a code out there, I'm going to crack it.
I'm glad you're happy again, Uncle Jesse.
Ah, thanks, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. This is the life. Wait a second. This is a nectarine. I asked for a peach. See, this is bald. Try again. Nikki, did you find Waldo yet for me?
No, Waldo.
Keep looking. He's in there.
Okay.
Oh, Becky, that sumo wrestler really did a number on my back. Could you do me a favor? Could you get me an ice pack or something?
Oh, come on, Danny. Bozo Yashi didn't sit on you that hard.
Becky, the only way a 700-pound guy sits on you is hard.
We're out of ice. We have waffles, a pint of Rocky Road, and a rump roast.
Bring me the rump roast.
Danny, this is our dinner.
I'm going to defrost it anyway.
Let's eat out tonight.
Guys, I'm thirsty. Where's that water? Misha. Come on, I'm really dry. Me. Hey! My hair, my shirt, I'm soaked.
What's going on out here?
Nikki and Alex got me all wet.
Boys, that was not very nice.
It gets worse. They brought me the wrong fruit. They cleaned my room wrong. They brushed my hair wrong.
Michelle. Honey, you know what? It sounds to me like you're trying to turn your little cousins into your own personal servants.
Is that how it sounds? Maybe I said it wrong.
You know, Michelle, even though Nikki and Alex are little, they're still people, and we need to treat them with respect.
I know, but it was so easy. I'm sorry for being so bossy. Are you mad at me?
Okay, next. Section 27635 of the health code.
27635 of the health code. All restrooms must have self-closing doors. Am I right?
Close. Food preparation areas must be lit to a minimum brightness of 20-foot candles of light.
Close. How's that close?
It's not. I was just trying to be nice.
I've got one. 27626.
27626. That would be, potable water supply has to be consistent with the 1989 standard. Am I right?
I don't know. I just made up a number.
All right, there she is. Everybody out. Come on. Thank you guys for helping. Out.
Okay. Are you sure you don't need any help?
Oh, no, it's too late now. It's just me and her. Mono a womano. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you again. Won't you sit down? Can I get you something to eat, drink, approve?
We'll see.
Okay. Well, listen, I've done some research, and I found that the last major renovation done in the Smash Club was in 1986.
Oh, then you'll have to upgrade the food preparation areas to code.
Right, food preparation areas. That's a good... you know, we were just going over that code earlier. It's actually one of my favorite codes. Don't tell me. I know it like I know my address.
Uncle Jesse?
Yes, what?
Teacher said that I don't have a belly button.
What? Of course you have a belly button. Can't you see that I'm busy here?
Could you check?
Let me see. Oh, yes, you do have a belly button. Very good. You go back and tell DJ that you have the belly button of an angel. Oh, by the way, that code you're wondering, that was 27635.
I'm sure it was. Now, let's talk maximum capacity.
Hmm? Maximum capacity. Good. That would be under the fire codes, which is, this is a good one, too. You know, it's funny, because I was just reading about the fire codes today in the Big Red Book.
Okay, Big Red Book.
Speaking of codes in general, you know, one of my all-time favorite codes is 07470, which is, we all know, is the zip code to Wayne, New Jersey. But, you know, the odd thing about that, and I tell people it freaks them out, it's the same forward as it is backwards. It's a wacky.
Bologna sandwich time.
Oh, would you look at the time? By God, it is. Doctor's orders. I have low blood fat, so. Let me inspect that sandwich immediately, please. I have to... Yeah, Michelle, you know that I love brown mustard on my bologna sandwiches.
Sorry, I'll get it right tomorrow.
Very good. Run along. Oh, by the way, that code just popped into my head. It was 74762.
Mr. Katsopoulos, let's talk about things that are a bit more basic, like your financial statement.
Hmm? Oh, great. Very good. Well, basically, it's right here. It's my financial statement. Some basic floor plans and a basic perspective, which I think you'll basically enjoy.
Oh, good. I'm very impressed. You've done your homework.
Thank you.
Now, the most important question.
Shoot.
Why do you want to reopen the Smash Club?
Why do I want to reopen the Smash Club? Well, that is it. That's a good question. Why do I want to reopen the Smash Club?
What kind of bread do you want?
Mr. Katsopoulos, I'm afraid the answer to this one won't be found in a sandwich.
Hold the mail, we're busted.
Don't tell me, I know this one. Profit margins? Franchising?
I don't think you understand.
Give me the first two letters.
Mr. Katsopoulos, I can't help you.
Hey, Miss Cook, what do you want from me? You know, I'm not a businessman. You know, I'm not a suit and tie kind of guy. The Smash Club just fell on my lap. It was a place that I grew up. It's a place that's very close to my heart, and I don't want to see it die. Now, my plan was to fix it up, you know, and introduce a whole new generation to great music. I mean, don't you think a family and their kids deserve a better place to hang out other than behind a kitchen door? Listen, Miss Cook, I don't have all the answers, so you know what? Go ahead and turn me down. But I promise you, I'm going to find a way to keep the Smash Club open.
I know you will. That's why I'm approving your loan.
Really? You're gonna approve the... Thank you.
Your answer was exactly what I wanted to hear. It came from your heart.
Yeah, well, I got the big one right.
Yeah. Well, you got another thing right, too. You're really not the suit and tie type. I prefer you in your leather vest.
Oh, how do you know I have a leather vest?
Well, I've seen you perform. I used to work at the Smash Club.
Really? You're a waitress?
Cage dancer.
Ginger snap?
It's good to see you again, Jesse.
Nice to see you.
Take good care of the place. Hmm?
Thank you. Yeah. I love when you did that with the whole thing. Woo!
Hey, Uncle Jesse, we couldn't help what we're hearing. You got the money!
All right!
Watch out!
Yeah, well, thank you, guys.
Uncle Jesse, I want to be a waitress.
Yeah, let me decorate.
I can make balloons down, too.
No, it's just holding up. Never gonna hear the end of it from these kids.
Well, actually, honey, you know what you need? A karaoke night.
And I could work on some new stand-up?
Look, I'm a Martian from another planet.
You need a singer? I got my axe right here. Play that funky music, quiet boy.
Come on, I know this.
Play that funky music.